Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this special episode of Astros Baseball. Joining me tonight is my boy, Wally. Wally, how you feeling today, buddy? Breaking news, Altuve and the Astros agree on a 5-year extension that'll keep Altuve in Houston through 2029.
It's pretty wonderful. I feel a lot better than I did probably about 45 minutes ago. You know, I was thinking, making some notes on for a future cast and thinking, you know, what are we going to talk about with the extension? Well, this takes one of them out of the way. You know, getting into the details, the numbers look perfect. Altuve gets $15 million up front. He gets $30 million for the next 3 years. He gets $10 million in his age 38 and 39 seasons. And so outside of any strange event, he should be here to the end of his career, which is really how it ought to be.
Yeah, I mean, even at the end of his career, even at the end of this contract, if he's still playing well, he could extend again. That's how I feel. Like, as long as Altuve can play, they're going to just keep signing him. As long as he wants to play and he can play, I think he's going to be here forever. I don't see him ever wearing another uniform.
I don't either. And lucky for him and lucky for all of us, he seems to be wearing very well. You know, you don't see the power numbers falling off yet. A lot of times you see in the early 30s, some of these guys will start to lose just a little bit of power. The peripherals will fall apart. But at the end of last year, he had a slash line of 335, 404, 544, which will give you an OPS of 948, which plays pretty well.
All right, so the thing about this contract, you know, you spoke about other extensions. You know, you have to try to keep Bregman. You also have to try to keep Tucker. This isn't the kind of contract those two guys are going to accept. However, if Bregman's already making $30 million, so
I think 34 or something like that. 30, it's in that number.
Yeah, so you can't really like say, hey, take 15 for a couple of years, and then when Altuve makes 10, then we'll pay you more. He's going to want what he has now, or I don't think he's going to do this kind of deal. But I expected this from Altuve. I expected him to do something team friendly. I think everybody that follows the Astros expected them to do something, and it was team friendly. And this is pretty team friendly.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's certainly a very fair contract, and I completely agree with you with Bregman and Tucker. When you look at the ages, you know, Tucker's 27, Bregman's 30. Let's say he gets the same 5-year that Altuve just got. You're talking about somebody who's going a full value contract for the entire of the duration. You know, they may do some sort of an option where you can fall off a little bit after that, but he's going to expect a pretty steady number from now till when he's age 35. He turns 30, I think, March 29th.
So he'll be 30 at the end of his contract with the Astros. And I don't see him taking anything that's 5 years. I think he probably wants to get no less than 10. But we've also seen, you know, superstars or Major League Baseball superstars that, you know, they hit free agency and they're expecting this huge 10-year deal. Like, let's look at Carlos Correa. He had these huge deals lined up. They fell through and he signed a, you know, a pretty small contract with the Twins.
Yeah, that's right. And one thing that the Altuve and Bregman have in common on this is that this will be their last big contract.
Yeah.
As to where they are. You know, once Bregman gets to, let's say he signs a 5 or 6 year contract, let's say he even gets 7 years. Well, if he's still productive, the contract he's going to get at age 37 is going to be much less than what he's going to get now. It's just because of age.
Yeah. Do you think the Astros would, what kind of contract do you think the Astros would offer Bregman?
Well, that's hard to say.
It is, right?
It's real hard to say. This contract, the Astros have bought a little insurance by having the last 2 years being in the $10 million at a $10 million number. I don't see him going any more than 5 years. Do you?
For Bregman?
For Bregman.
Oh, do I see Altuve playing longer than this?
I would, but I'm saying when you talk about Altuve's contract being 5 years, taking that, do you see Bregman taking a 5-year contract? Do you think he'll want more?
I think he'll want longer.
Yeah, and I don't see the Astros going more than 5 years. At least,
I mean,
not
if let's say that they did some kind of contract like this, it's like, all right, you know, you want to be here forever, you want to make big money, let's pay you 30 something until you're 35 and then tail off at the end when your production's going to tail off. But who do you think would be more important, him or Kyle Tucker? Tucker's very productive, but Alex Bregman's going to be the hardest guy to replace, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. A good third baseman's hard to replace. And like we spoke last night, if things progress as we think they might, Jacob Melton might be the right fielder 2 years from now.
Yeah. So you said you had some stats or things about Altuve in recent years? And
well, he's got at the second half of the year last year, he hit 335. He hit 286 in the playoffs. He's not showing any signs of slowing down. His range factor has dropped from 4-something to 3-something in the last several years, and he's gotten older. He doesn't cover as much ground, but in the last 3 years, his home runs have been good.
Yeah.
Last year he had a 2.8 WAR. OPS plus a 151. He's still very, very productive.
Oh yeah. So the I forgot what I was going to say. I had something lined up to say about Altuve, but I lost it. I was listening to you say the stats, but anyway, I think this is a great deal.
I think that's
exactly what I needed to say. I don't know if these other guys are going to be signable like this. I don't think this is the kind of thing that that people take. But I honestly believe that this is the sort of thing that Altuve would do.
Yeah, this is exactly in line where we were hoping it would be. I think one of the subplots that you don't, we said earlier, this is the second extension that he signed as Boris as his agent. People talk about Boris as being difficult, not wanting to sign guys early. This just shows that if the player wants to take control, and he knows where he wants to be, he can control the process, and Boris will get him a market deal.
Do you remember any contract like this? I think I know what I was going to say. Let's say Altuve hits free agency and the Astros don't extend him. He's going to sign probably a 5-year contract, but he's going to get $30 million every year. So I think someone else is going to pay him more. And that's kind of why I see this as a hometown discount.
Yeah, I don't know. I think where it benefits Altuve is that he might have gotten $30 million from somebody else, but I'm not sure he would have gotten a 5-year deal.
Yeah, well, he might have.
He might have. I mean, there's
some
always
teams they'll sign guys that they want for a couple of years, and they'll just eat, you know, whatever happens the last few years of the contract. I think they accept it, but I don't think the Astros are like that, and that's kind of what you pointed out with that $10 million. It's not a big contract. If he's not playing well in the last 2 years, everybody's not going to be like, we wasted $10 million on Altuve. I think he'll still be good. I have confidence he'll still produce.
I think if all of a sudden he fell off the face of the earth performance-wise and he was 38 years old, they could say, okay, we can eat $10 million a year, DFA him. Yeah. And put another player in there. He seems to be holding up well. You got to think at the age 38, 39 stage, you're going to at least bring somebody in, or he's going to be playing 120 games a year rather than 150 games a year. We were talking about his numbers. I got his home run numbers outside of the COVID year. It's 31, 31, 28, and 17 only playing 90 games. So he's been a consistent 30 home run guy.
Yeah. So if you look at the contracts, I was thinking about some people that were really, really good ball players, like Altuve is. Altuve's possible future Hall of Famer someday. You got Miguel Cabrera, who signed a large deal with Detroit, and he wasn't super good at the end. He was decent. Big Poppy was the only one that was really, really good at the end. But then, like St. Louis had Pujols, but it was kind of like these guys were, the team was just kind of waiting for these guys to retire so that they could move on.
Right.
But, their money was big. They didn't they weren't $10 million guys playing in their age 38, 39.
No, it's kind of it's in line with what we were talking last night, the Jim Bowden comment that when these guys sign these long-term deals, the fan base needs to get ready to understand that the last three years of this deal are probably not going to be very good.
Yeah.
One other guy that did well at the end of his career and probably could have played longer and would have had added to his Hall of Fame resume was Billy Wagner. When his last year with the Braves, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but I recall he was still pretty good.
Another thing I saw today, I saw it right after I saw the Altuve thing, but we were speaking about the Dodgers and their pitching staff, and someone had mentioned that Kershaw was going to sign, and I think they agreed to something. I didn't see any terms, but I know that they've agreed to something.
Yeah, they have. I have not. They have not released terms on the deal.
Probably 1 year.
Yeah, it's a 1-year deal. And I think he's going to be back mid-season.
Oh, so he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. So that was one of the things that was holding it up. I think it's a July timeframe type of thing.
What have you heard about Lance McCullers or Luis Garcia? The last thing
I've
heard
about that is July, August.
June or July. Oh, okay, August. Yeah, all the way in
July,
August.
You know, we get it's another mid to later season thing. Anything we get from those guys is found money.
Yeah.
Anything we get from McCullers is found money every year.
What a lot of people need to realize, too, is, you know, sometimes you extend people like we did Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
And the guys played like maybe 8 or 11 games.
That's right.
Extended him. He's always hurt. So you never know. I mean, it looks good when you're doing it, and it could end up looking bad, just like the deals when they give those old guys that aren't playing well those huge contracts.
Well, if you remember way back in the 2014-15 timeframe when Singleton came up, they gave him, you know, a five-year $10 million extension.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he he played two or three years of that, and he was out of baseball. And you know, he's a fringe player to make the Astros this year.
Yeah.
And I was doing some work earlier, and I think he's got a good chance to make it, but you know, he could also be the victim when it comes to the end of spring training of one of these guys that gets cut by another team. The Astros pick up and cut Singleton.
Well, what's the guy they picked up? Cabbage?
Cabbage, yes.
I mean, that guy might be better for the team than him. And you also have Corey Jolks. There's a couple of open spots at the bottom of the roster in the offense. And I even read about Joe Espada said this guy's got a chance. This guy has a chance to be on the roster when we break camp. So they love I think he bats both sides. He has power. Plays infield, outfield. I mean, if this dude works out, that is a big,
We've got two pitcher spots and two position player spots.
Yeah,
that people are playing for.
Yeah, I mean, you've got
a number of guys. You've got the Bennett Sousas of the world. Who came in and did well last year.
And can he keep it up all year, though?
Can he keep it up the rest of the year? But you know, it's a good night. It's a good night to be an Astro because we've got Altuve, and that's Dana has solved two problems in the offseason that we knew needed to be solved. We got another bullpen arm, and we got Altuve taken care of. And my sense is with Bregman, we'll know sooner rather than later if this is going to happen or not.
So I just got off work. I'm really tired, but I do not want to downplay, folks. I do not want to downplay this one bit. This excites me. This makes me very happy that they took care of Altuve already, and we don't have to worry about him probably ever again. And I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing, and I'm very, very happy. I know we just reported on it, but as a fan, super happy about this.
Well, and as a fan wanting the team to do well, you want to eliminate these distractions. And this is one distraction that you just take off the table. It's one more item you take off the table. Again, I think this Bregman thing will play out sooner rather than later. And we'll know Bregman will have enough on the line that he'll play well. We don't have to worry about Bregman giving it all. He might even take it as a way to play better and to play up his value.
I don't think it's anything a player should do, but I honestly think if he took a 5-year deal, the Astros would keep giving him deals as long as he was performing. And that's kind of why they take the big contracts. They want to make sure, you know, they're guaranteeing that they're going to get paid $30 million for the next 10 years instead of just 5 or 6. So I understand that's why he's not going to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you would hope that they'd do something to where they'd do 5 years at 30 million or figure out what a number is, do a team option at 27, $28 million, something like that for 2 or 3 years, or a $1 or $2 million buyout to hedge their bets.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to save some money somewhere. And I think that money should go to Kyle Tucker. I lost my voice there. And we talked about it last time. It's not something the Astros do, but if you want to keep Kyle Tucker, you're going to have to go 10 years at least.
You're going to at least.
It could be the 2 years he has left. Plus it could be this season, the next year, and then 10 more.
Yeah.
But they got to do something. Him and Bregman are not going to stay for short contracts. But thank God Altuve loves being here. And thank God the Astros love him being here.
Well, and Altuve's 34 years old. We can't underplay that. You could see Tucker doing something along the lines and say, okay, 10 years at X. Well, we're not going to go any more than 8. Tucker says, fine, but you're going to pay me 1.2X.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get
they could do this instead of being like 3 years at 30 million, they could give them 7 years and then give them 3 small ones. Hey, you're going to be old.
Let's say he does.
But I doubt it.
Does 10 at 400 We say, okay, I want to do eight. Well, you're going to do eight at 350 or 360.
Yeah. If you think about a player the caliber of Kyle Tucker as a free agent from another team, you're not going to offer him anything ridiculous. You're going to offer him whatever you got to pay to get him.
Yep.
So I don't think as much as I hate it, Kyle Tucker is gone unless the Astros change their ways and make long contracts. And I really honestly think this is the last year we have Bregman.
Can you imagine Kyle Tucker in Yankee Stadium?
I don't want to imagine that.
I don't want to imagine it because he would light it up.
Because they're going to pay him.
Oh, yeah, they'll pay him.
And then Alex Bregman, he said this is the first year he's coming in healthy, so... You know, some of the people that say, well, maybe we shouldn't give Bregman that money. Let's give it to Tucker. What if Bregman comes in a house of fire? Everybody's going to want to save him. But hindsight's 20/20. We'll see what happens. But at least we get Altuve, folks.
That's it. It's a good day to be an Astro.
Yes, sir. All right. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
That's it.
All right, folks. We appreciate you giving your time here for this special episode. Jose Altuve and the Astros agree on a 5-year extension. Do not worry. You will be seeing Altuve in an Astros uniform till 2029. Again, $15 million signing bonus. The next 3 years will be $30 million. That's 25, 26, and 27 years. And then that's when he shows his love for the Astros. $10 million a year in 28 and 29, which he'll be, what, 38 and 39?
Yep.
He'll be an old man. I wish I was 39. All right, guys. We will see you next time on Astros Baseball. Thank you so much for watching.
Yep.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.